Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Dromini, your one else is in the house. Hi, Dromini.
How are you?
I'm good. Look at us there.
There we are. I can see. There we are. Wonderful.
So you are here.
Yeah, it's Visiothon. It's this celebration of Visiothon again and again and again. And this time, it's the great celebration.
And what? We are giving again.
Giving, and we need 2.2, I nearly said billion.
Billion. If we can get to that, please, let's do that. If we can get to a billion, we can.
Are you
do that.
Well?
I'm good, and I'm so excited to see you.
Yeah.
So you're ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Are we still on your marks, or are we on, where are we?
At 3 o'clock, I'll be saying, on your marks, get ready. And tomorrow we'll, with Janine, Vainon tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And then Janine with an outside broadcast.
Yes.
From the Spur and Centurion, I'm not mistaken.
I know somebody who's listening to us right now who said, I am going to go there. I need to meet those two. Need to say hello to them.
Yeah.
So yeah, be prepared for a family of radio for
and a Spur burger. What about a vision?
You should come share it.
God bless.
Thank you so much, Giovanni, and welcome.
Thank you.
And yes, as Giovanni has shared with you, tomorrow we are starting with Visiothon November 2025. We are excited about it. Oh my, yet another day, yet another Monday that the Lord is good, and we are grateful for His kindness and His love. We are here today. We are all about relationships. It's a Monday. We are all about marriages and relationships. And yes, my family, I'm joined now by Advocate Rufus Malachi Mbaruti Ligai.
Hey,
so you didn't melt?
No.
I thought I would bring the umbrella.
I enjoy the rain. So I can dance in the rain.
You're anti-melting.
No, I cannot.
I melt.
Really? No, with me, give me rain anytime.
Anytime.
I don't like the heat.
Yo.
I enjoy the rain.
Hi, are you sure you're an October baby?
I am.
Mm-mm, we love the cold.
I am.
Now, today, last week, you started something on preparing for marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were explaining what marriage is.
Mm-hmm.
You were also explaining the fact that most people prepare for the wedding not the marriage.
Yes.
And then that's why you felt that we need to explain what marriage is. Do we need to go just one line on that and then go to today because we are on part two?
Yes, we have dealt with the first part. I just wanted to bring understanding as to what marriage is. It's not a wedding because a marriage is it's for a lifetime.
Okay, yes.
Whereas a wedding, it's a one-day event. It's a celebration.
Yeah.
And whereas marriage is an institution between which brings a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
It was instituted by God, not by a human being.
Yeah.
And therefore God respects it and God blesses it.
Mm-hmm.
And He would like people to enjoy it and for a lifetime,
mm-hmm.
you know, until they are separated by death. So
mm-hmm.
that's why it's so important, and that's why it's so important that people must prepare for it and understand what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And even to ask themselves a question, is it really for me? Do I really need it? Because there's no law that says thou shalt marry or else. It's a choice. It's a choice that you can have. So we're going to talk about how to prepare for it and why is it important to prepare, and
so
how do we do so?
If I'm getting married because of the communities, because you know how our society operates.
Yes.
So you're at this age, why are you not married? Why don't you have children?
Yes.
Why this and that? And then I'm getting married because of the pressure that I'm getting from home or from the society.
Yes.
So I'm wrong.
You are wrong. You are wrong because actually even those questions are unfair questions because there are certain things that you can do for yourself. There are others you must go and ask the one who gives marriage that maybe I do want marriage. I'm not getting married. It's not that I've done anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, and even then, I just can't just get married to anybody. Because it's not everybody who's the marriage material, especially for me.
Mm.
There is such a thing as compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just see red flags and go on there and say you want to satisfy society.
Mm.
You can't just do this because your aunt or your mom feels that
it's time.
Uhudil. You know, uhudile does not mean anything. There are many people who got married because of uhudile and they ended up, falling into very serious, situations
where they
had to get out of that.
Wait, Murut.
Yes.
Does it mean you have to wait for marriage?
You
don't rush.
You don't have to rush for marriage. You don't have to rush, even when somebody, even with somebody that you want to get married to, it doesn't mean just because you see somebody that you love today, you must get married tomorrow. There is even a song somewhere, somebody said, "Nkanako
Mutsiva." Take time to know.
It's not an overnight thing. It's not an overnight thing because in marriage, you're going to live with this person for the rest of your life. It's not an experiment. It's not something that you can decide today I'm in and tomorrow I'm out just like that. Unless it's something that you did not see, you could not foresee. Mm. Well, we understand that. But there are certain things that you can tell. This thing is not taking me anywhere. And therefore, let me be careful about it. Let me pray more about it. You know, many people pray about a lot of things, except about marriage.
Yeah. Should we be praying about marriage?
Definitely.
Mm.
That is the first thing.
Okay.
That's the first thing. You must marry. You must pray about marriage. You want to get married? Okay. God will give you the desires of your heart and all that. But you pray also to, who am I getting married to?
Uh-huh.
You can't just get married to just anybody.
Mm.
Because some people come
to
you.
Are there for a transaction?
The enemy brings them as a way of tripping you, even destroying your relationship with God sometimes.
Mm.
Because when you are really in trouble, some people begin to blame God.
Mm.
And that's why we're saying, take time, pray, ask the one who's
created
the marriage.
Mm.
You know, I always give an example of somebody who had a problem with his car some years ago, and they didn't know what to do, and then there's somebody stopped, and then they asked, "What's your problem?" And then they checked, and then that person did not even take 5 minutes before the car was starting.
Okay.
And then they asked him, "Who are you? How can you just have such a magic hand?" He said, "No, it's because I am the one who manufactured
this car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So people forget that part, and I'm telling you, especially these days, people, the God factor, it's not on the agenda. It's like, you know, we'll do it. Everybody's doing it. This is a social thing. Marriage is not just a social thing.
Avoid the pressure.
It's a marriage. It's a God thing. Mm. It's God who created this thing. And therefore, we must be serious in consulting him. We can't just go ahead and do certain things about something which is not ours.
Mm.
It's his.
Mm.
It's his own creation. Mm. So the I went to check on Luke 14, verse 28 to 31, which basically says, which one of you intending to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost in order to know whether he has enough resources to finish that project? Or else, after he has laid the foundation but is unable to finish it, all those who see him will begin to mock him, saying, "This man began to build and was not able to finish the building."
Mm.
That he says, "Or what king going to war against another king does not sit down first and consult in order to know whether he's able to, with 10,000 soldiers to go against the one who is coming with 20,000. What people don't understand is that marriage is a war zone.
Okay.
Marriage is a war zone. There's a contest between the creator of marriage being God.
Right.
And the enemy being the devil. Who is wholly and fully against marriage. He will try to distort it. He'll try to attack it. He'll try to bring confusion. He'll try to trivialize it as if it's not an important institution. He'll trivialize it as if it's just one of those things. It's not just one of those things. It's a very important institution which must be respected, and people must prepare for it accordingly.
All right, we are coming back and we're going to talk about how now do we prepare for it accordingly. Yes. But before that, let's do this.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Sounds coming there from Dobby 4040 featuring Samela. The title of the song is Holy. And you are on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. Do you remember 3 o'clock? Germany, Johan Els is in the house. He's also ready for something else. He's also ready for Videothon tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to sound totally different, but we're going to have a wonderful time together with you in the presence of the Lord. Remember, we are unashamedly Christian. We are proudly Christian. And everything that we do as Radio Pulpit is just to bring forth the Christ in all that we do. And yes, my family, do remember after Germany, Johan Els on something else, you have Lukom Kwediputi on Spectrum up until 6 o'clock. Then you're joined by Dwayne Van Rensburg. But right now, I am with Advocate Rufus Malachi, and we are preparing for marriage. And so we said when we come back, I wish I could bring forth that talk right here on air, what we were discussing with you and do you have anyone else? Yes.
You can bring it in an anonymous form. So,
Because I had that question to say, then if you realize you have made, you are in an accident, you're not loved. This was a pure transaction on your partner's side. You thought we are getting married. We love each other. And then you entered, you went through counseling, or I don't know, some maybe didn't even go to counseling. But then in marriage, you realize, I have come up against an accident. This person doesn't care about me. This person doesn't love me. They are all about the title that marriage gave to them. So what do you do when you have met that accident?
Unfortunately, you know, as I said, the transactions, sometimes we do enter into bad transactions. And unfortunately, a transaction, if it's a binding transaction,
so you stay with your accident?
It has to be, unless you pray for God to show you what to do. Because as I said, this thing, it's from God. You know, it's not just for anybody, because if it were to be said The other is that there are so many accidents. And the reason why we are having this conversation about preparing properly
is to avoid
so many other accidents that keep on taking place. And I know this is the one subject that many people do not really take
seriously. They shy away from.
Especially when we talk about counseling, marriage counseling.
Mm.
If a guy comes and is having the transaction mentality and stuff, and you tell him, look, before we can commit to anything, let us go for counseling. Not tips, but proper counseling. That will ultimately show us the red lights to an extent that we may even have to call this thing off. Most of the guys will not agree to that. They'll come up with so many excuses and they wouldn't like to go for counseling.
Sure.
And as I'm saying to counseling, in the past, people thought counseling is just a matter of going, let's go and get tips. We're not talking about tips here. We're talking about serious stuff. Stuff that will reveal you as to who you really are.
Wait. So are you saying that if we go for counseling, the right counseling, I'll definitely know who the other person is? Totally?
It may not be totally. A human being, it's a very
complex
being. You may not totally know
the
person,
but
at least you will know more than 50%, 60% of the person, 70, sometimes even 90.
Okay.
You will know the person.
So counseling does...
It does really help you to know the person because, you know, I'm telling you, people just meet.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's all about emotions. It's all about their feelings. I feel good when I'm with this person. Oh, his voice. Oh, whenever they meet, you know, it's a question of touchy-touchy, whatever, talking about, things that are not really serious. Not talking, in counseling, we must talk about serious stuff, about when you say you're a Christian, what do you really mean?
Yeah.
And you find that the guy will tell you that, I go to church, I was born, my parents were going to church, and therefore, I'm a Christian. And you find that that's not how you understand what Christianity is all about.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me about what do you understand about the Holy Spirit?
Mm.
The person that is like those Christians of the early church who were found and were asked, were you baptizing the Holy Spirit? And he said, no, we have not even heard anybody telling us that there is a Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, there must be an alignment to your belief system. You must find out whether they are actually in alignment, whether you understand things the same way. Because remember, this is a person you are going to live with for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And when Eve was brought to Adam,
mm-hmm.
it was to be somebody who's going to be a soulmate, somebody who's going to be a friend forever, somebody on a daily basis, you'll be talking to this person.
Mm.
So you can't be a friend to somebody whom you do not have the same world view of things, So, but you find people don't care about those things. you find somebody's getting married to, is this person a Christian?
Mm.
No, he does not necessarily deny me going to church. Is that really what you want to get yourself into. Because it doesn't deny you to go into church.
There are certain jokes that are made there on TikTok lately.
Yes.
Where a woman is sleeping and then suddenly she wakes up.
Yes.
And then looks at this gorilla who's sleeping next to her. And then she's like, and then she says, I have to remember that I got married for money.
Yes, you know, it may sound like a joke, but
but it's true because there are some people who do
situations like that, and that's not good at all. And then, the enemy is here to distort everything good that God has made, including marriage. So, you have to do the best you can to arm yourself. Whoever goes to war
Without the armor.
In civilian clothes.
Yeah.
In civilian clothing, you go to war. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when it comes to learning about marriage, studying about marriage, generally, whether it's about reading or learning from others, attending marriage seminars, even those who are married, and very, very few people find this to be important. And this is very, very, very important. You can't want to study to become a chartered accountant, but you don't even want to take accounting at a high school level or at first year level, but you want to become a chartered accountant.
So we are doing it wrong.
We are doing
because
it
because we're getting married
way.
Without being prepared
yes.
for it. Okay.
You can't be financially literate without learning about finance.
What are the tools that we need? How do we prepare?
The tools that you need is that counseling gives you what we call the skills.
Okay.
Whatever you call them, survival skills.
Mm-hmm.
It also makes you realize who you really are. Sometimes we don't know ourselves. And marriage will discipline you. It will show you who you are.
Mm.
You can be talking about the next person, but forgetting that even yourself, there are certain things that you should have worked on or you need to work on right now.
Okay.
So it exposes you.
To you.
To you.
Number one.
Before it exposes the other person to you.
Me. Okay.
It gives you it makes you ready for challenges that you may not even be aware that they exist in marriage.
Yeah.
And then you are ready for that. You have been told that you must watch for 1, 2, 3.
Mm.
And therefore, when they take place, you are not being taken by surprise.
Mm.
You were told in advance. You were warned beforehand that you must be careful that when you are still at the honeymoon stage, everything may seem be okay. But one day, don't be surprised when your person surprises you and you begin to say, "What? Is this the person I got married to?" And you must know what stage is that. There's growth in marriage. You don't just get in there and then you have... There is such a thing as a baby marriage. There is such a thing as a mature marriage.
Okay.
And it doesn't just happen automatically.
Mm.
It happens because there are winds, because there are storms that you must weather together.
Right.
And when you are the other side, you look back and say, "Wow, we never thought we'd be here."
Mm.
But because you are prepared, because you are prepared to learn, and then you are able to grow.
Does it make it better for those who are at it for the second time around?
Not really.
Okay.
It depends. You know, you can fail a standard. You repeat and still make the same mistakes. Because you didn't learn from them.
I hear you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but sometimes if somebody is teachable,
mm-hmm.
things can be better.
Okay.
And it also depends who are you with this time around.
Okay.
And if you had made the same mistake you made the last time,
yeah,
you still go, because we see this quite often.
Mm.
We see somebody being attracted to the same kind of
others over
all
and
the
over.
Time.
Yeah.
You can't do the same thing all the time and expect different results, unfortunately. You have to learn and you have to change. You have to adjust where you are supposed to adjust.
Mm.
So we spoke about those shared values. Faith is a very important thing. People ignore that. I've noticed it. There are people who ignore the issue of faith. What kind of values do you share?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't share any values, the only thing is that you are attracted to each other. That's not enough at all.
Hmm.
What's your understanding of marriage? What attracted you to this person in the first place?
Mm.
And have you discussed a few things? There are certain things that people don't want to discuss.
Yeah.
Like, there are certain negotiables. You must ask the person. In the marriage form that we normally ask people to fill in when we counsel people, they must talk about non-negotiables. What are the non-negotiables according to you? So, you must indicate...
Like deal breakers.
Deal breakers.
What
is your deal breaker? You must ask somebody, tell me here, what is it that can make our marriage to break, according to you?
Okay.
What is it that you can tolerate? What is it that you can, condone? What is it that you can say, with this one, there's no way in which I can continue if a marriage continues? If you assault me, for example, and you are violent towards me, I'm not going to allow this to continue. So people must discuss this kind of things. Also, as I said, the issue of what kind of marriage. There are people who run away the moment you tell them you are not going to enter into a marriage in community of property.
Yeah.
So you must discuss those kind of things. What kind of marriage do you want us to enter into?
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you a story of somebody who, the couple that got divorced because of the issue of children. Somebody, they got married, and we normally take it for granted. When people are married, they would like to have children one day. Unfortunately, a few years after the marriage, they started fighting about the guy saying, "I want a child." The lady saying, I didn't marry you because I wanted to have children. I don't want children.
Hi, Bo.
I just don't want children. But you married me. But yes, I married you, but I didn't marry you because I wanted to have children.
Yeah.
Those kind of things must be discussed. Unfortunately, as I say, there's a difference between also what we call courtship and also marriage. These two things are not exactly the same. Because in courtship, marriage is a goal. You are getting into the relationship with this person. You just want to get to know one another. But ultimately, you want to get married. But with dating, it might be just being experimenting or just, you know, having fun. And as a result, people don't have to talk about that. They don't want to talk about those kind of things.
Yeah.
It may be just for fun. Courtship is about knowing each other with a view to getting married.
Yeah.
And courtship has to be exclusive.
Mm.
While dating may involve multiple dating partners. So,
umjolo.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
You find that people are just having umjolo, vajolo, and so they are having dating. So we find that, I mean, the you can't tell somebody, you can't tell him that I saw you with Sbanbani. So no, I'm dating her as well. So we never said we are not married. So you can't tell
breaking
me
hearts.
You can't tell me who to go out with. So courtship is biblical. Because it's God is about marriage, it's not about these other things. So you must get the skills transferred to you, how to deal with challenges, and then whether you are compatible or not in terms of shared values and your understanding of life and all that. So you must discuss these things, the negotiables, and what kind of marriage you want to get married to, in, and all those kind of things. So that is very important. And in counseling, we do this not one day, not 2 days, for some time. You go, you get tasks.
Okay.
Where you go and deal with some of those things will, at an initial stage, can even tell you, I think we have to stop here. It's not, but with tips, people just want to hear certain nice things.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't talk about nice things only.
Murudi, thank you so much for today. I think we need to continue in the coming weeks. And build up.
Yes.
It's a build up. Your Babang, they are struggling with finances as well.
Exactly.
That also is discussed and all that. But thank you so much. I think we're going to put it here today because of our time.
Yes.
But we are coming back. We haven't even scratched the surface.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for ministering unto family. May the Lord keep keeping you and blessing you. I'm all smiles because I'm learning.
Yes.
It's not the wedding. So deep things are discussed here.
Yes.
And it's not the courtship. And assume John.
No.
All righty then. And Murudi is available between 10 and
4.
10 and 4 on 071-264-3860.
Yes.
071-264-3860. Make sure that you send him a WhatsApp around those times between 10 and 4 in during the day, working hours. Yeah, but otherwise, outside that, he's not available.
Time.
Yes,
that's family time.
Thank you so much, Murudi, for today. May God awesomely keep keeping you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, family.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue to empower one another next time.
Yep.
God bless you.
And next up is Germany, Johan Elsa with Something Else. And we're going to leave you with the sounds of Link Worship featuring Stefan Green, actually, and Langambo Nambi. And the title of the song, All You Do Is Win. And you and I are meeting tomorrow for Visiothon 2025, November.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.